The BBC has a long history in the media landscape of India. It launched its Hindi language service back in 1940. Today marks a big shift in the way that the BBC operates there. The corporation retaining its news-gathering team for broadcast in English, but spinning off its six Indian language services into new independent Indian-owned company to meet the country's foreign investment rules. The move comes a year after the BBC's India offices were searched by tax officials, which in turn followed the BBC's airing of a documentary in the UK, but not in India, critical of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The BBC's Director of Journalism, Jonathan Monro, is in Delhi to oversee the split.
Well, since 1940, we've had one BBC News India operation across all our languages, English and the Indian language services. In the new structure, material that's made for our international audiences and published in London, typically, for example, for the World Service, will still be made by the BBC. But our language services, which are published in India in six languages, will be made by a local company owned and operated by Indian journalists. All of them, in fact, very senior BBC journalists who've left the BBC. They've chosen to set up their own company. And the BBC will have a contract with them to supply the language services for the next few years.
OK, so this outside company, which is going to be supplying the local language service material, I mean, it's currently staffed by senior ex-BBC journalists. What guarantee is there that in the future that linkage, that tradition will be maintained?
Well, the most important point is that the new newsroom, which is called the Collective Newsroom, will work under the BBC's editorial guidelines, just as they were in the past.
I'm struggling to see in what way that can be guaranteed if, for example, the BBC, I mean, from what I understand, will have to have an ownership stake of not much more than a quarter of this new media company. So, how can it be if other stakeholders come in and decide that they want to do things differently, what heft does the BBC retain?
Well, the three quarters of the company that the BBC won't own will be owned by those very journalists who used to work for us who've now set up the company. They'll own stakes in their own company, and the other directors will be non-executive directors. And of course, the BBC will have a contract with the Collective Newsroom to deliver to the standards that we expect. And that will be reviewed, both in the moment of stories, but also over time, to make sure that they're delivering exactly what audiences rightly expect of us.
It is, of course, a challenging media environment in India. I mean, that's perhaps putting it slightly euphemistically, but I mean, there have been lots of questions raised about the state of democracy in India in all sorts of ways, and media plays a part of that. It would be fair to say, wouldn't it, that the BBC has come up with what it hopes is a creative solution, but it's done so because of some pretty tough questions from the authorities.
It's fair to say that we come up with what we hope will be a creative solution to the problems of ownership that are created by the Indian law on what a foreign media organisation can do legally here when it's publishing in India. And you're right that those regulations are challenging for us. No other organisation has done quite what we're doing. We are a different organisation from most models. We're more complicated. We've been here for longer. We've got more heritage in India. And we do journalism in more languages than other organisations. But there are plenty of non-governmental organisations who've left India completely in the last few years because of regulations that they didn't find palatable. We're not going to do that. We are here for the long haul. And, you know, your mention of democracy is very important here. This is a democracy. There are elections around the corner, as you'll have been reporting on NewsHour and elsewhere. And during the election campaign ahead, we will report on the politics and the policies of those people vying for power here, impartially and robustly. And whether that journalism comes from the BBC directly or under contract from Collective Newsroom, it's got to be our job to deliver that journalism in the future in a way that we will all be proud of.
The BBC's Jonathan Monro in Delhi.